It's Tuesday's Roundup. Brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by Badgerland Flooring. And today is quiz day. Hank is handing out the questions, and Phil bravely, boldly, and often incorrectly taking the quiz. Confidence sky high. Accuracy still under review. Hank's got the answers, Phil's got the guesses, and somehow
we've got a show.
Play along and see if you can beat Phil, which, statistically speaking,
you probably can.
Tuesday's Roundup, where the questions are tough
and Phil makes them tougher.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
For the Roundup today is my old buddy, coach, friend, Gary Gutkinek. How you doing there, Coach?
I'm doing well, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Are you having a neat summer, are you?
I'm having a great summer. I've got a knee replacement that I had back in April. It's not cooperating, but other than that, it's pretty good.
Does it affect your dancing a little bit?
What dancing?
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, you're in for Hank Bray today. We appreciate that. And so you're doing some of the normal Hank Bray duties. You have some questions to ask me, do you?
The first one is, what do you think about right before before falling asleep? I'll say that again. What do you think about right before falling asleep?
Usually about what I have to do the next day, I think. You know, kind of making those plans in my head. And then sometimes that doesn't help you go to sleep when you're stressed out about what you got to do, right? And what's the other one?
The other one is, you might be a redneck if every time you have more than $200, you get a tattoo.
Oh, that's the old Hank Bray. He speaks from experience there, so thanks to him for that. So generally, we bring you in to pinch hit when we're doing quizzes. And you used to give me quizzes back in the day, right?
Oh, geez, you cowbell there, Phil.
Knocked my cowbell around there. Careful. You used to give me quizzes back in the day. And
we had to give special quizzes for you because you were too good.
That's what it was. Yeah, that's what.
And that's how we became close.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you remember in sixth grade, that first day I had you, you were in the corner.
Yeah, we weren't very close that day.
Not those first 3 years, but freshman year, that changed everything.
Boy, it did. Music was the common
bond. Music was our common denominator and still is, and we've become a great friend over the years.
We have. I was the first basketball player to be a friend, I think, wasn't I?
Well, no, there were others. But
were there others?
If you want to claim that, you can.
Okay. So what's the Stump Phil Knee quiz on
today?
Well,
the first thing you got to do, Phil, is you got to put your name on. Otherwise, we're going to take off 5 points.
All right.
So put your name on there.
With one L, Philip.
Okay.
All right. Got
okay.
It.
Now, you can just keep that over there.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
It's a 10-question true and false quiz. A 10-question multiple choice quiz. Excuse me. I'm not starting out real well here today. Okay, Phil. So go down to question number one. Here's question number one.
All right.
Longtime WRCO listener Donna Walsh graduated in what year from Muscadet High School? Is it A, 1965? B, 1966, C, 1967, or D, 1968.
Okay, so just circle my answer here.
Circle your answer.
You know, it would have been even cooler if you would have done this quiz with a mimeograph, you know, the old blue lettering that I could smell before I took the test.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
That'd been awesome. All right.
Okay, question number two. It gets tougher.
Uh-oh.
Evan the Strangler Lewis, who was born in 1860 and died in 1919, was a famous professional wrestler from Wisconsin, with a career lasting from 1882 to 1899. He is credited with perfecting the stranglehold, commonly known today as the sleeper hold. What Wisconsin town was he born in? Was it A, Dodgeville, B, Mineral Point, C, Hollandale, or D, Ridgeway?
Okay. Did you ever wrestle him?
I did not. Oh, okay. Before my time. But Rod Lewis, you know, longtime educator and teacher from originally from Dodgeville, that Evan the Strangler Lewis is his great grandfather.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Okay. Question number three. Ed the Strangler Lewis, born 1891 and died in 1966, rather. His real name was Robert Herman Julius Friedrich. Was also an American professional wrestler from Wisconsin, whose career lasted from 1905 to 1948, with his signature hold being the side headlock. He was considered to be one of the most iconic sports stars of the 1920s. What community was he born in?
My goodness.
So we have Evan the Strangler Lewis in question number two and Ed the Strangler Lewis in question number three, two different people.
Okay. Make my choice wisely. Okay, got
okay.
it.
Okay. Question number four. What year was the last graduating class from both Cazenovia and Lime Ridge High Schools before both schools became Weston High School the next year?
Okay.
Is it A, 1953, B, 1954, C, 1955, and D, 1956? I think in that last question, we didn't give you the, I didn't read the choices, did I?
Oh, maybe not, but I chose wisely.
Okay, you chose wisely.
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
Okay, we're on number five?
Yep.
Number five, what is the oldest town in Wisconsin? Is it A, Kaukauna, C, LaPointe, B, LaPointe, C, Green Bay, or D, Prairie du Chien?
Okay.
Okay, question number six. What ancestry is the most common in Wisconsin? A, German, B, Irish, C, Polish, or D, Norwegian?
Okay.
Number seven, how many state cornhusking contests were held in Wisconsin? Is it A5, B4, C3, or D2? Tough one there.
It is tough.
I probably mentioned it to you if time.
You probably have. I don't know if I, you know, retained it or not.
Okay. Number eight, Southwest Wisconsin is defined by the unique unglaciated landscape of the Driftless area. It was the epicenter of America's first mineral rush in what decade? Is it A, the 1820s, B, the 1830s, C, the 1840s, or D, the 1850s?
Okay.
Okay, you might get this one. Number nine, the Richland County Courthouse was built in what year? A, 1869, B, 1879, C, 1889, or D, 1899?
Okay.
Okay. The last one, I'm gonna allow two answers because two different sources gave me two different years. So you got a pretty good chance here. Theron Moon launched the very first cable television system in the entire state of Wisconsin back in what year? Was it 1950, 1951, 1952, or 1953? I'll accept two answers.
Okay.
Either one.
Okay.
Okay. The bonus question has to do with a educator from Ithaca Schools. His name was John Garner, and he was a gentleman that hired me 51 years ago and got to be a great friend. So this next question is dedicated to Mr. John Garner. What high school did longtime Ithaca school administrator John Garner graduate from?
Okay, take a shot at it.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
Number one, what year did Donna Walsh graduate? 65, 66, 67, or 68?
1967.
1967 is correct.
Woohoo! I'm not going to get skunked today.
Okay. The second question about Evan the Strangler Lewis, that had his career from 1860 to 1919. Was he born in Dodgeville, Mineral Point, Hollandale, or Ridgeway?
I went with Dodgeville.
Ridgeway.
Oh, I was close. Man, all right.
Okay, the third question. Ed the Strangler Lewis, the 1891 to 1966 Wisconsin wrestler, what community was he born in? Wisconsin Rapids, Nakusa, Altoona, or Pittsville?
I'm going to say Rapids.
Nakusa.
Oh! I just went with Rapids because they have a rich history in wrestling, I figured.
Okay.
Maybe, you know.
Okay, what year was the last graduating class for both Cazenovia and Lime Ridge before they combined to form Weston the next year? What was it last year?
1955.
1955 is correct.
Woo! I actually knew that one.
Okay, what is the oldest town in Wisconsin? Kaukauna, LaPointe, Green Bay, or Prairie du Chien?
Green Bay.
Green Bay in 1634.
Woo!
What ancestry, number six, what ancestry is most common in Wisconsin? German, Irish, Polish, or Norwegian?
German.
German is correct.
Woo!
You're on a roll.
I am.
Number seven, how many state cornhusking contests were held in Wisconsin? Five, four, three, or two?
I went with five.
Five is correct.
Woo-hoo!
1937, 1938, 1939, 1940, 1941. And, of course, the one in 1940 was held in Bear Valley, Wisconsin.
On the Gutkineck Farm.
On the Gutkineck Farm. Okay, number eight. Southwest Wisconsin is defined by the unique unglaciated landscape of the Driftless area. It was the epicenter of America's first mineral rush in what decade?
1840s.
1820s.
Oh!
And it was lead.
Oh, sure. Sure. All right.
Okay, number nine, the Richland County Courthouse was built in what year? 1869, 1879, 1889, or 1899?
1889.
Oh! Okay, the next one, you stand a little bit better chance here. Theron Moon launched the very first cable system, television system, in the entire state of Wisconsin back in what year? And there was two different sources that told me two different answers, so I'll accept either one.
I went with 1952.
52 or 53 would be acceptable.
Woo!
Okay. Right. And the last one. What high school did longtime Ithaca school administrator John Garner graduate from?
Muscadet.
Blue River.
Well, I was close. Oh, boy, I should get like half credit. Well, let me see here. I'll count my numbers wrong. 1, 2, 3, 4 wrong, 6 right.
4 out of 11, that's not
bad.
That's
bad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yep, 6. And, yeah, I didn't get the bonus question.
Is that usual for you? What's
well, anything above, you know, 500, 50%, I can go out for recess.
Well, then. That sounds good.
Wonderful. So, yes, great memories. We appreciate you doing that and bringing that in. Great memories of John Garner. I was just talking about him not too long ago on the program, but he had this booming voice, and I was sent to him like once, and that was the only time.
That was enough.
That was enough.
I remember John always was proud of being from Excelsior, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I had a classmate in high school, Doug Persinger was from Excelsior, John Garner was, Eric Kinney was, and I think I know more about Excelsior than most people that aren't from Excelsior.
And I think John Garner was a farmer for a while.
He went to college in the 40s, was a farmer, and when he started teaching, he taught English at Ithaca, he was a principal at Ithaca and district administrator, and I got hired in 1975, and I really owe a lot to John Garner because if it wasn't for him hiring me, who knows where I might have ended up at.
There you go. Maybe, who knows, you know, but you know, you and I would have never crossed paths then.
I tell you what, that'd been kind of scary.
Yeah,
huh?
It would have been. Yeah, well, have a good one there.
Thanks, Phil.
That was Gary Goodkinick joining us on the Stump Phil Knee Quiz, filling in for Hank Bray today.